as of the 1st of April, the Political Party Funding Act takes effect. This is looking to ensure transparency in terms of who funds political parties and comes just in time for the local government elections. David Lewis, who's Executive Director of Corruption Watch, joins us now with more of the detail. David, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, President Ramaphosa has finally signed a proclamation that will see Political Party Funding Act come into play. What exactly are we looking at and how significant is it?
Well, we're looking, I suppose, as the name of the act suggests, at a statute regulating to some significant degree, for the first time, party political funding. We're one of not that many countries that doesn't regulate party political funding. And, you know, we know better than many the toxic influence of money on politics. And, you know, one of the ways in which money influences politics is through donations to political parties. And so it's vital that it be regulated. So it's prohibited all funding, which I think actually may be the most significant part of the Act, has prohibited all funding from all foreign sources altogether.
Yeah.
And it has compelled corporates and individuals, I guess, to declare donations over 100,000 rand, although it doesn't regulate anonymous donations. So there are holes in the Act. But it's a good start.
Okay, so a step in the right direction, David. How do you see this shifting the political landscape, specifically ahead of local government elections this year?
Well, I think the public are going to be very interested. And I mean, certainly the NGOs like us are going to be very interested in who funds political parties. And I think that, you know, gradually, maybe not the first time round, but gradually people are going to start making up their minds about who to vote for, partly based on who's funding these parties. And so, you know, if a party is making a whole lot of promises about, you know, regulating sugar intake, but it's getting a donation from Coca-Cola, people might start to feel, well, this sounds a little inconsistent to me, and either drop that donor or lose my vote. You know, this has been a long time coming. There's been a lot of pressure for this act, and all three of the big political parties opposed it. And then suddenly, out of the blue, the ANC rammed it through Parliament at a lightning pace, if you know something about the way in which legislation is made, and then stopped. And, you know, the Act was passed by Parliament 2 years ago, and it was only being signed by the President now. And I was puzzled about their first display of indecent haste, and I was equally puzzled, but maybe less so, by the sudden slowing down. And when you saw Paul Mashatile saying that, well, we think we're having trouble getting donations, and I think maybe one of the other political parties said that, you can see that this is represented as a problem to them. This represents a problem for the big political parties.
How much of a problem, realistically speaking, though, David? Because some of the criticism that has surfaced is that there's, in fact, no mechanism to deal with failure to reveal the identity of a funder. So how much of an obstacle does this present to the actual implementation in reality?
Well, let's see. You know, as I said, I think that there are big holes in the Act, and that indeed is one of them. The anonymous donations are another one. And, you know, quite frankly, it is easy. These restrictions are quite easy to, I think, overcome. I mean, what it does do, though, is that it raises the risk, you know. And a respectable corporate, I think, would not want to be seen to be funding a political party when it was against the law and clandestinely.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that the Act has introduced, which I really like, and I'd be very interested to see if any corporates take it up, is something called a democracy fund. into which anybody may donate money, but you don't donate it to a particular political party. You donate it to be managed by the IEC into a fund that will be distributed to all political parties according to a pre-given formula. And so you can support democracy, but you can't support any one party in the democracy. And in truth, you know, if the democracy is to function, of course, political parties do need funding. And this is a way of doing that and saying, well, here's your chance to support democracy, but not your chance to lean on any political party.
As you say, David, we're going to have to wait and see how this all unfolds and the extent to which this, in fact, does translate to good governance, especially when it comes to managing those lucrative state contracts. For now, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, David Lewis, who's Executive Director of Corruption Watch.